Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Tim May, super friend of the show. Letterman Row, Tim May podcast. You know where he is right now. It's Friday, so we got to talk to him. We better get him on the line, and he is on the Fan hotline. Hi, Tim. How are you?
Pretty good, but I haven't been with Letterman Row for like 9 months.
I was going to do nothing.
I was going to become fully retired after an Ohio State national championship season. And then I kind of got lured back into doing stuff. But I'm with FanStreamSports.com as a Tim May Show featuring Clay Hall. You remember Clay Hall?
Of course I know Clay Hall.
Yeah. We come on, we do three days a week, a podcast, man. And, of course, I still do 97.1 The Fan stuff, and I still do some stuff with your buddy Dom Tiberi. Matter of fact, I got Dom on my podcast today.
Uh-oh. How is he? Dom's good?
Pretty interesting. Pretty interesting, because Dom and I could do 48 hours and still do another 48.
For those of you up here in Cleveland, Dom is the legend of Columbus sports broadcasting, right? There was Jimmy Crum for a long time, and then there was Dom.
Since you left.
Nah.
Don't short sell yourself.
Tim, think about, I mean, I'm just going to, I'm going to digress for a second because I know I need to get in this, but think about how great that staff was, and how great your staff was over at the Dispatch when we were there. Yeah. It was, I was the number four horse. Jay Crawford was there, who's now in Cleveland again, was at ESPN for a long time.
Yep.
Mike Gleason, outstanding play-by-play guy who moved on to ESPN. Dom was there. Kirk Herbstreit started with us. Let's not forget any of these things. Who am I forgetting?
And you know what else? Who
Ryan Miller.
Town, maybe just before that or right during the same time was Tom Hamilton worked for 97.1 The Fan as the second voice.
Isn't that crazy?
Second voice of the Clippers.
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy to think about. He's in the Hall of Fame.
And both those guys ended up going to the to Major League Baseball after that, too. So.
I know.
All right, this is the topic that I keep thinking about, and I've been thinking about it since the game ended last week against Ohio University, that the Buckeyes can have a week off, kind of take a look, and then get ready for Washington. Washington, on the other hand, has their biggest rival of the year. 117 years they've been playing Washington State. It's called the Apple Cup, and I think a lot of us might remember that it was the game that used to follow Ohio State, Michigan, that final weekend of the year. And now I'm just thinking, I keep thinking, man, what if they ever moved Ohio State and Michigan up to the fourth week of the season because they were worried about scheduling? And I know that's probably going to happen in the future, but that's been on my mind since the game ended last week. I'm like, man, Washington can't even think about Ohio State because they know they better beat Washington State.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, but some of the great rivalries in college football are midseason, like Alabama-Tennessee. That goes back – that has more history, really, than Alabama-Auburn because Alabama-Auburn quit playing for 40 years because people were being unruly.
Ah.
That was way back when. But, Texas-Oklahoma, the idea that that would ever go anywhere is pretty nuts. And, of course, Georgia – Georgia, Florida, the world's largest cocktail party, even though you don't say that anymore because it offends somebody. Just like the Red River Shootout offends somebody. But there are great rivalries in the midst of college football season, much less at the end. I mean, the reason the rivalries at the end, I think, became large is because they were the last game of the year for almost everybody. Especially if you lost it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Ohio State, Michigan, if you didn't win the Big Ten, you didn't just not go to the bowl. You didn't just not go to the Rose Bowl. You didn't go anywhere.
You were done. Game so over.
You were done. Yeah. And even you could win it. And way back in the day, you couldn't go to the Rose Bowl 2 years in a row. Remember those Big Ten rules? And you remember the year in 61 when Ohio State had that great team that, well, I think was, I forgot who voted them number one. They counted as a national championship, but I'm a longtime Alabama fan from way back, and that was Bear Bryant's first national championship at Alabama, but I digress. But the bottom line is the faculty or whatever voted for the team not to go to the Rose Bowl. Are you kidding? Can you imagine that? Any scenario close to that now on any major college campus that plays football?
Absolutely. Someone who doesn't appreciates good sunsets. That's what that's all about.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, it's just somebody who the tail is wagging the dog and they want the dog back in the kennel. That's exactly what it was.
Well,
they
played.
They want the tail back in the kennel, I guess. That's what it was. Woody was getting too big for his britches, you know, things like that. Don't ever discount the power of jealousy.
I'm done. Show over. I'm smarter. That is now a drop
statement on this earth.
Congratulations, you just became a drop on the show.
I've never heard that before either, but I didn't think it was that ironic. But go ahead.
That is the most truthful statement that has been said on these airwaves in a good period of time, my friend.
There have been a lot of murders over jealousy.
Yeah, no kidding. Tim May joining us. You can hear him on the Tim May podcast, of course. NCAA announced they are. What'd you say?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you go.
You could just go on and on about what's been started over jealousy. Go ahead now. I'm sorry.
I'm kidding, man. Tim May podcast, you get him. All right, buddy. They got rid of the spring transfer portal. What do you think?
Well, I'm kind of in Ryan Day's boat in the sense that you got to make it fair for everybody. And, well, you know, this is the voice I expect them to have. Well, you know, if you're playing for the national championship or playing in the semifinals, I mean, you're already good. You know, you don't need any help. I mean, you can just deal with the challenge of having a transfer portal in the middle of getting ready to play Texas or Georgia, and your staff will cope. Just add five more people to your staff and cope with it, you know. But also, you know, the players that want to leave your team, just let them leave. You're so deep. So I agree with Ryan Day's point, is that...
That voice needs its own podcast, by the way.
That's a podcast in itself.
Well, if you listen to call-in shows, you hear it every damn day.
Oh,
you know,
trust me, we do.
But I digress, because I'm not... I mean, I think most fans who just listen and occasionally make it a comment are more like us. They're more sensible.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Probably. Like us, more handsome or pretty, you know, depending on whatever. And the bottom line is, but there are some that do talk like that, you know. But the bottom line is the transfer portal is not going away. They had to do it. That was one of their many ways of trying to ward off making these guys employees, making them sign contracts, although they sign a facsimile of a contract now with the revenue sharing thing going on now. You sign a little paper saying how much you're going to make that year from the revenue sharing aspect, not the NIL, but the revenue sharing aspect at these major colleges, how much you're going to make compared to, you know, and all these guys aren't making the same, you know. They're well, as you well know, I think we've been down that road before on this show, but you know, let's say X receiver is making $200,000 a year from revenue sharing and maybe Y receiver, and I'm not talking about split end and tight end, but Y receiver is making like $50,000, you know, because everybody's not equal, even on the in college football. I mean, I know Matt Patricia coming into Ohio State, one of the bonuses, one of the many bonuses of hiring Matt Patricia was he was a head coach for, you know, what was it, a couple of years at Detroit. Things didn't go well there, but he was also GM or assistant GM, whatever it was, and he knew how to deal with salary caps and who got what for what reason, and really helped, as Mark Pantone said, really helped Ohio State deal with the new era of revenue sharing. But the bottom line is, how do you know who's even coming back all the way until your season is done? We know Devin Brown announced he was going into the transfer portal last year in December, but stayed with Ohio State for the last three games, the quarterfinal, semifinal, and final. But not everybody does that. You know, Bo Previa was at Penn State, and I don't know if he was told to take a hike, and he ended up at Missouri. I don't know if he was told to take a hike, but he wasn't, I don't think, with Penn State when they played Notre Dame, you know, in what was that, the quarterfinal or semifinal.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's unwieldy any time of the year. I think the best time is after spring ball. But if you're going to transfer somewhere, that team would rather have you there in January than in May. So they're all the college calendar has always been screwed up. The main thing about the college calendar that's screwed up is it goes to the middle of January playing games. I mean, now you've got a playoff system, playoffs, but now you've got a playoff system, and why the college football season, they can't figure out how to get it done by January 1, is still a mystery to me, because January 1 has always been the, for want of another term, magical date when it comes to postseason college football.
It used to feel that way. Yeah, I agree with you. All right, Tim, we got to roll. You know, we love you. Talking next week. Next week, you're going to answer the question, Bo Jackson, start or not? Answer that question next week. Got it?
You got it, but he's going to play a lot no matter what.
Just I know.
Put that down. Go put that down as my answer for this week.
You got it, and we've been talking about it for months between me and you on this show as well, too. So
yes,
thank you.
Have.
Thank you, Tim.
See you, brothers.
Bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.